time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, Easter's coming up.
It sure is, Paul Ramo, and Monica's is in full bloom. I have gotten so much new spring merchandise in, and you will see a lot of color in every room, and I've gotten a lot of jackets and spring striped tops, vests, jeans, shorts, capris, crops, and new reversible dresses, and grab a new dress for Easter. Shop Monica's in Dawson on Chestnut Street, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook and enjoy a dark chocolate sea salt caramel when you arrive.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Concordia University. We're at halftime. Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show. Mitchell, 25-15. The Thunderhawks have a 10-point lead at the half.
Yep, we had spurts for both teams there in the first half. Montevideo going 14-0 run. Then Pequot Lakes answering with an 8-0 run, and then a 9-0 run by Montevideo to close out the first half.
Yeah, first half was a game of runs, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a game of runs, and the defenses for both teams really stood out. Montevideo only allowing 15 points to Pequot Lakes here for the first half.
All right. So 25-15, Montevideo leading, and we have a special guest here at halftime. It happens to be my grandson, Eli Ramo. Hi, Eli.
Hi.
Are you having fun at state?
Yeah.
Well, what did you do today? Did you go swimming in the motel room yet?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. Well, let's get your thoughts, Eli. First of all, how old are you?
I am 8 and a half.
8 and a half. And what grade are you in?
Second.
And what school do you go to?
Montevideo Elementary School.
Okay. Give us your thoughts on the first half here between Montevideo and Pequot Lakes. What do you think?
It was pretty awesome for a couple of minutes when they kept scoring a lot. And then when we were up a couple, they came back. And
Who do you think's playing well for Montevideo right now?
Gannon and Griff.
Yep, they usually do play well, don't they?
Yeah.
Huh? Do you know them players well?
Yeah.
I heard they had supper at your place the other night.
Yep.
What did your dad make? You remember what he made on the grill?
Barbecue and pork.
Oh,
yes, very good.
Let's talk about the coaches on Montevideo, Eli. What do you think of Coach Webb? Is he a good coach?
Yeah, he uses my plays that I draw out for him, so it's very cool.
Tell me what? Say what? Say that again. What? Coach Webb does what?
I make up plays for him, so some of my plays go in the actual big court.
Did you drop the blind pig from Montevideo that won the section tournament?
Nope.
No?
I didn't drop that one.
So you dropped the plays for Coach Webb. I did not know that. And some of them work, huh? Tell us a play that you drew up.
The alligator play.
Oh, they have a place, animal, you call the animals? The plays are animal called?
Some of them are, some of them aren't.
Okay, what's the alligator play?
So it's like somebody stands off the side of the three-point line. There's two people right next to the net, and then one of them passes it to that three-point person, and then they shoot it.
And it usually goes in?
Yep.
Wow. I did not know that, Eli. I'm going to have to ask Coach Webb about that. That's pretty cool. So what are you holding there in your hand?
My sister made these custom-made pictures of the coaches.
Headshot pictures,
yeah.
Huh? And that's a picture of your dad, huh?
Yeah.
So what do you think about your dad as a coach?
Very cool, and sometimes gets angry.
He gets angry, huh?
Yeah.
It's a good anger, though, right?
Most of the time.
So, Eli, I got to ask you, we see Paul with all the snacks that he brings out here. I've seen him have a Snickers bar. He's got Twizzlers and peanut M&Ms. Do you have a go-to concession snack that you like to have?
Hershey's.
Hershey's?
A Hershey's candy bar?
Yeah.
Chocolate candy bar?
Milk chocolate, yes.
Oh, hey. Ask Mitchell what his is.
What's your favorite concession food, Mitch?
It's hard for me to turn down the popcorn.
That's right. I can vouch for that. So who are you cheering with here? You got some friends here?
Yeah, my friend Edwin, who just walked by.
Okay.
And then my friend Roman over there somewhere. And then a little boy named Maverick and a little girl named Baylor over there.
Okay. And you're here with your mom?
Yep.
And your sisters? Better give your sisters a shout out.
Yeah, my sisters annoy me a lot.
That's what sisters are supposed to do.
Yep.
Right, Eli?
Yep.
All right. Hey, thanks for being our halftime guest.
Yep.
And you're sitting right behind me. I said, you just well put a headset on, right?
Yep.
You've been on the radio with me before. Didn't we do some baseball or something?
Yeah.
You want to say hi to a special person?
What?
Grandma's listening.
Oh, Grandma? Yeah, then Grandma.
Grandma Roxy.
Yeah, Grandma Roxy.
You say hi to her. Is she a good grandma?
Hi, Grandma Roxy, and yes.
Okay. All right, good job, Eli. Uh-huh. Thanks for being a halftime guest. Can you put the headset down, okay?
Bye.
All right, bye. Eli Ramo, my grandson. That was a good interview, wasn't it, Mitchell?
Yeah, that was a good one.
You didn't need to do the snack question, though.
Well, I don't know. It seemed like a necessary thing to do.
That's right. All right, we'll take a break. That wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show. Fashionista Friday with Monica. I think it's this Friday at 9:15. So you want to tune in for that and shop Monica's on Chestnut Street. And we'll take a break. It's a 10-point lead for Montevideo at the half, 25-15. We'll be back after this.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel in Dawson.